KI-4 DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4 DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4-DOS.
Yes, KJ-4-WZM. So, we had some miscoordination going on for something. I have no idea how this happened. But I was informed by Johnny Allison today that a net control for tonight was needed, and I was asked to call the net. And right when I was reaching for the mic, like a half a second before I keyed up, you keyed up. So, do you want to call the net tonight, or do you want me to call the net tonight? Or should we flip a coin? What would you like to do?
That doesn't make any difference to me, Daniel. If you want to sit, I'll stand by. I got a text message from Johnny saying that you would call it, and when the hour rolled around and nobody started it, I just went ahead and started to pick it up.
I can go ahead and pick it up then, if you'd like. I'm here.
Alrighty, it's yours.
And pick it back up. So instead, your net control line is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel, and my location is your address. I think that covers that there. I won't go ahead and repeat all the preamble, but do we have any bulletins or announcements for the net tonight? Call KJ4WZM. Sounds like that's about it. So we'll go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins for tonight. Gary, would you like me to add you and Joy to the check-in list?
Check-in KI-4DOS and K3JOY. We're at home over here in Easley, and I'll sit here and listen to you, Ned.
Gary, I got you and Joy checked in. Do you want comments tonight or no?
Now tonight, Daniel.
Sounds good. Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to recognize the pre-net check-ins. We've got W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, W4FCM, Fred in N4IEI, Iowa, they're in Travelers Rest, KG4PFI, Don, KG4QLQ, Linda, they're in Piedmont, KF4LZI, that's Andy on Table Rock, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, N4JRB, Jim and Greer, K4OSH, Pat and Malden, KI4LJG, that is Robert, KX4MT, Mike and Pickens, KM4MT, Michael and Pickens. Interesting. Never had him check in. I've been off the net now for almost a year. So, did not recognize those calls. KQ4ESO, Mike in Simpsonville, KN4RJN, John from Brown Summit, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville, and KG4WNP, Landon from Blowing Rock. Then I've got KF4DLS, that's Gary, and K3JOY, that's Joy, Pretty Little Bright Joy. They're in Easley tonight, and they'll be in and out tonight. And that looks like that wraps it up for the pre-net check-ins. So I was at 18 for pre-net check-ins, 19 including me, 20 and 21 for Gary and Joy. So we will be at 22 check-ins for our next check-in. Let's see here. Tonight being Friday night, we are, okay, this is a directed net. All stations with the turret out traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Being Friday. Friday night. We're going to begin at stations with the suffix of your call, uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Nice to hear you tonight. Please check in. N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no table.
WZM. Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima. Leroy, Taylor's, negative and negative. Good evening, Daniel.
WZM. You hope you're doing well. Please check in and out to Kilo, Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo, Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina. Way over in Chesney, please check us in and out. Hope you're doing well. Tell your family we said hello, and everybody on the net, have a good night.
WZM. Please check in, Kilo 4, X-Ray, Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy, located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
WZM. Daniel, please check in out of order. November 0, Tango Romeo. That's N0TR. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
Jim. Miyawaska Whiskey. K4RO, W. Richard and Granville. No traffic, no round table. And good to hear you again. And heard you in a good while.
Recognize N4ZLK. That is Shane, mobile in Greenville. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors. KJ4UHX. That's Jamie. KJ4YLN, his wife Sabrina, there in Chesney. K4XB, Tommy in southern Greenville County. N0TR, Tom and Greer. And K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. And Richard, thanks. I'm back on the air now. I still got to get my own antenna and coax stuff up and running again because I got an antenna wire broken and then water in my coax. So I got to get some stuff before I get my big rig back up on the air, but I'm on the HT tonight. But I got off the air about a year ago, right before I had a baby. And now the baby is 8.5 months old, but I haven't been on the radio since July of last year. Thank you. Any other stations? Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KJ4WZM. Can't hear anybody uniform through Zulu, Alpha through Delta, next. Stations is the suffix of your call. Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be in and out tonight. Daniel, 73's to you and all on the net.
KWZM. If everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you.
Recognize. KK4DMW, that is Rick. KK4ONO, his wife Lorena. And KM4MLQ, his daughter Michelle. They're at home in Piedmont tonight. Then I've got KB2BYQ, that is Dave and Easley. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KJ4WZM. Hear any more Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead up the log to E through H. Echo through Hotel. Call KJ4WZM.
Good to hear you back on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
WZM. 24, Echo Zulu, November, KC4EZN, Harry in Counter, North Carolina. No traffic, but we'll stick around for a short comment tonight, Daniels. Good to hear you back.
Please Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4 CWF. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring. I'll be negative and negative.
4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet Jean in Taylor's. Hadn't talked with you in a long time, Daniel. Good to talk with you. Out.
I'd like to recognize KF4HKX, that's Patrick and Penrose. KC4EZN, that's Harry and Candler. Harry, I've got you marked down for comments tonight. We'll be back to you shortly. Then we've got W4CWF, that is Cullen from Mill Spring. And W4FHJ, that is Gene and Taylor's. Any other stations, Ether H, Echo 3 Hotel, call KJ4WZM.
W4 Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed and Brevard. One comment for the net, no traffic. Over.
All right, net would like to recognize N4EDW. That is Ed and Brevard. Ed, you changed your call sign, didn't you? I feel like I'm way behind all the times now, but go ahead with your comment for the net.
Change the call sign. And last Saturday, I upgraded to Extra. I'm glad to get that done. My comment is a warning for everybody. Last night, I loaded a dishwasher, started this thing going. Everything was fine. I was putting away other dishes, and I smelled something burning. I'll take a break from the repeater. And I could smell the something burning, so tracked it to the dishwasher of all places, opened it up. Water sprayed out. Normally, if I open it while it's running, it stops. I closed it. It stopped. I opened it, and flames shot out from the dishwasher. Big flames. So I rapidly closed it, went down, and turned off the power. So now this afternoon, we went and found another dishwasher. Over.
Okay. That is some bad news right there. I'm glad you got another dishwasher and was able to prevent your house from burning down. That's not a good day there. It is, but it isn't. I'm glad your house didn't burn down, but good grief. That's horrible. And congratulations on the new call sign, and congratulations on your upgrade to extra class. I'm still just a general, so you got one up on me now. but wow, man, that's rough right there. I'm glad I haven't had a day like that. Thanks for sharing. Don't leave your appliances running in the house unattended.
Warning for everybody is don't start the dryer or anything or a dishwasher or anything like that and then leave the house to go somewhere else. Had we done that, no telling what would have happened. It definitely was high flames a couple of
definitely really bad. Well, I'm glad that you were able to get it stopped in time and that you didn't lose the house. That's the biggest thing right there. Dishwashers are easier to replace than houses.
Right on is a warning to everybody because we've done it before where we took off and left the house with the thing running, but no more. So, a warning for everybody. Back to you for the rest of the check-ins.
Letting everybody know about that. We'll go ahead on with the rest of the night here. Looks like we're still on Ether H, so we'll give it one more call. Echo 3 Hotel, Ether H. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. Sounds like that's it for Ether H for now. So we'll go up to I through L, India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Thank you for stepping up to the plate. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Now, I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ, that is Larry, and KC4MFK, his wife, Donna. They're at home in Greer tonight. Any other stations, India through Lima, I through L, call KJ4WZM.
Go ahead up to Mike through Papa, M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
That's the 2-M. Please check in. Kilo, seven, oxygen, India, nine. Test, seven, Latin. Latin, Emma, are they negative and negative?
Would you please sign in, Kilo, Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4, NHB, that's Danny and Grable, negative and negative. Thank you, sir. Control. Please check in, Kilo Quebec, Kilo Quebec Alpha, Papa Uniform Kilo, Cecil in Lawndale.
Recognize K4OIM. That is Walt and Emin. Good to hear you again, too, Walt. Man, life's been crazy for me. feels like ages since I've been on here. In reality, it's been just under a year. Next up, I've got KQ4NHB. That is Danny in Greenville. And then I have one other call sign here. I've got Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Quebec India. Am I correct on the call sign?
That'll be KQ4PUK.
Is that correct? No, I've got Kilo Quebec 4.
That is correct, sir.
I'll need name and location as well. I know you said it, but I'm a little slow on that right now, I guess.
No problem. It'll be Cecil in Lawndale, North Carolina.
GMI log as KQ4PUK, Cecil in Lawndale. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. Hope things are going well. We'll go ahead and continue with, let's see what group we were in here. Mike's your papa, M through P. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge 2 Meternet, call KJ4WZM. I don't hear any more Mike's your papa, so we'll go ahead to tonight's patient group, which happens to be Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge 2 Meternet, call KJ4WZM.
ZM. Good to hear from you, Daniel. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Uniform Romeo, KO4RUR. This is Chris here in downtown Greenville. I'll be in and out tonight. 73, everybody on the deck.
Florida Museum. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I won't be negative and negative.
ZM, please check in KQ4 Sierra Bravo Whiskey. This is Jamie out of Tigerville, and I'm going to be negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize KO4RUR, that is Chris in downtown Greenville. KO4QLG, that is Chris in Liberty. And KQ4SBW, that is Jamie in Tigerville. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KJ4WZM.
Number 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot. N4, RLF, this is Roger in Seneca, I'll be in and out.
Recognize, N4, RLF, that is Roger in Seneca. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KJ4WZM.
Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry, and Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra Ronda. We are in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight, and want to bring along my brothers by telephone relay, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie, that's Randall, and Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf, Foxtrot. That's Charlie. Charlie's in Goose Creek, and I forgot to tell you, Randall's in Asheville. So I hope everybody's having a good evening, and thank you for calling in. KC4SKD.
Come back with your brothers. Names and call signs again. I think I got the locations down correctly, and I have most of the call signs, but I missed the names. So if you could come back with the names and call signs, I can make sure I get this correct.
Randall is in Asheville, and his call is November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. and Charlie is in Goose Creek. His call is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf, Golf, Foxtrot. And we're all, hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
All right, for some reason I'm drawing a blank on exactly where I left off at, and I'm pretty sure I recognize Jamie and Tigerfield, so I'm going to go back here to probably re-recognize the station. I've got N4RLF, that is Roger and Seneca. KC4SKD, that is Larry and Easley. He brings along his wife Rhonda. KG4AHS, that's wife Rhonda. And then I've got his brothers, N9 Tango Echo Charlie, that is Randall in Asheville. And then I have, this is a call I'm not certain about, I have Kilo Foxtrot for Golf Foxtrot Foxtrot. Is it Golf Golf Foxtrot or Golf Foxtrot Foxtrot? That is Charlie in Goose Creek.
Kilo Foxtrot for Golf Golf Foxtrot.
Got that corrected. Believe it or not, I actually had it correct the first time, and I switched it back to be the wrong way. I don't know why I did that, but that's what I did. All right, so we got it correct. I've got KF4GGF for Charlie and Goose Creek now. That should be correct for that. Okay, we will go ahead and make one last call for Quebec 3 Tango, Q3T. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out tonight.
I moved off my X here with my HT. I've got Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec, and then I don't have the last letter, too. That is Nick in Pendleton. Nick, what's the last two of your call?
Victor, HV. Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. Sorry about that.
Radio, that's what did it. I'm on a handheld and I moved out of my signal. I've got KQ4QHV. That is Nick in Pendleton. Thanks for checking. I'll go ahead and open it all the way up through the alphabet now. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Tuning Internet, call KJ4WZM.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo, Romeo. KD4SRR, Robert on the road down in Joanna. We'll be listening, and good to hear you back on the air. That is all.
For WVM, this is Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec. The handle's Eddie in Simpsonville, South Carolina. We'll be in here as long as we have to prove call. Over.
KJ4WZM, Daniel check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. Checking in via Echo Link.
Recognize KD4SRR. That is Robert and Joanna. Then I've got Whiskey 4 November Tango Quebec. Elisha in Simpsonville. And I have KA4PQA. That is Stephen in Greenwood. And Stephen, I'm sorry, I don't have Echo Link up. I had forgotten about launching that on my phone to keep an eye on it. Could you tell me real quick if I've got any other stations up there? I sure would appreciate it. KJ4WZM.
Daniel, I don't see where you have any other stations. I don't see where you have any other stations other than myself.
Forgot about it. I haven't been on here in a year. Forgot all about that. And I'm sorry for leaving you sit and not call for Echo Link. I forgot all about that. Sorry about that. Well, thanks for being patient with me. K4PQA, KJ4WZM.
Not a problem, Daniel. I kind of figured when you didn't recognize Echo Link that you may not have had any kind of view of it.
I forgot. Well, I appreciate it. And I hope you have a good night tonight, and thanks for being patient with me again. So, We'll catch you later on down the line. I got you checked in. A through Z, call KJ4WZM. I think that's about it for now. I've got one last station to recognize, and I'll be getting over here to direct you. I've got W4DYH. That is Johnny in Traveler's Rest, next door to me, checking him in. And we'll go ahead and we'll go ahead and close out the formal portion of that. This is KJ4WZM with the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, now securing the formal portion of that with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chute portion of that with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chutes. You still around? I got you up for comments tonight.
4WZM, KC4EZN, you want to recognize that third-party traffic you got back there, Daniel?
They asked her first time being on air. Probably won't be the last.
For your information, W4NTQ, that's Eddie. And Eddie is a whole lot more than 10 years older than I am. He was 99 his last birthday.
I didn't know he went by Eddie. I couldn't quite make out what his name was because I had too much static on my radio. I moved it at just the wrong moment and lost what his first name was, so I kind of cheated by using QRZ, and it came up with Elisha Jr. So I was like, okay, I'll just put that. That'll be close enough. He'll know who I'm talking about. So I did that. I'll correct that as Eddie, and thanks for letting me know about that. I guess I'm really, really young to him. I'm just a child.
I guess just a couple of months older than your third-party traffic, all things being relative.
That's for sure. Yeah, I turn a whole different decade set here shortly. Let me see here. I have about a week and a half to go, and I'll turn 30. So bye-bye 20s.
Well, congratulations. Be happy you made it, and one of my little rules of thumb is when you start turning 30, you might start beginning to develop some wisdom. You've lived a little bit of life, and you can look back on a little bit of it and begin to learn a few things. And I had this same conversation with my daughter. She was talking about her son, my grandson, and he was 27 at the time, and she was complaining about some things, and I reminded her that he wasn't quite old enough to know better just yet, but you cross that line, and we'll give you congratulations, and other than that, we've just been getting along living up here. My latest adventure, we have a granddaughter that is severely handicapped, and my son-in-law picked up a car in California, which he should have left in California. It's one of these things that it looks like a pile of junk, or it almost is, but it still runs pretty good, but it's handicapped accessible. And he shipped that thing, and it's sitting in my driveway now, and it's got a problem or two that I've been trying to work through. Not been fun working on a 24-year-old car that has been modified, and it was modified professionally, you know, by people that do that. But still, there's a whole bunch of wires under the dash of that car that have got these electrical pinch connectors that we use that the car manufacturers do not use. And I just wonder how much of that stuff I could get rid of, but I'm afraid to touch it for fear of what I might disable unknowingly. But other than that, mowing grass and stuff like that, we're getting ready up here for field day, and then we've got our ham fest at the end of July, and I'm the club treasurer this year, so
that's going to keep me busy, and then we're going to go to California in a couple of weeks and stay for about 2 weeks. So that's going to about round out my summer. Turn it back to you, Daniel, KC4EZM.
KC4EZM, KJ4WZM. Yeah, I remember talking to you when you were, when you knew you'd be getting that van. And oddly enough, I have a project coming up soon. In somewhere anywhere from several months to about a year or two out, where I'm going to get to do that to a vehicle. a friend of mine, Mary, and they are dealing with an injury settlement right now, in which they're gonna, it's not related to her being paralyzed. She was born paralyzed from the waist down. But they have an injury settlement coming through where he was injured, not her. And that's pending, and you know, they don't have a closeout date on that yet. But it's on its way, and when that finally goes through, they're going to buy a pickup truck and ask me to modify it the way her current car is so that she can get into and out of it with her wheelchair unit and all that mess. So they said they'd buy the truck and then have me modify it for them. So that'll be quite a project coming up. That's quite some time out, so I have probably about a year left to do some research on how it's done, but that'll be definitely an interesting one right there.
I have done a whole bunch of reading on that, and because this van is a 2000 Chrysler Town and Country, and it was done by Braun, and with 127,000 miles on it, it's led a tough life before my son-in-law bought it. He was looking for something that he could leave here so that he would have something that the wheelchair that my granddaughter is in has the seat belts and the shoulder straps and all that stuff built into the wheelchair. And when you're rolling in this van, there's a device bolted to the floor that you roll it in, and it locks that wheelchair into the car. And that way all your seat belts, which this, again, this is not a car, this wheelchair is not a car seat. It's a wheelchair that was designed to work that way. But this van in its earlier life would squat. The ramp, when it was new, would fold out automatically. Right now it's manually, and basically my goal was to get it to where I could use it as my run-around town car, because it needs to be driven. You know, it doesn't need to sit here and be driven three or four times a year for a week. And that was sort of my agreement with the son-in-law, was that he could leave it here as long as I could use it. And, again, I put about 4,000 miles a year on that kind of vehicle. So, you know, that's enough to keep it running, but it's not enough to wear it out. And, again, what's really surprising is the whole thing runs pretty dang smoothly. But before you get too deep in that, do a whole lot of studying, because I know on these Chrysler vehicles, those companies love that car because the way the frame on that car was designed, it makes it real easy to basically gut the middle of the car out. But then they go back in and rebuild the frame so that, you know, the floor is about 6 inches lower than usual, but they rebuild the frame so that all the seat belts and all that stuff still work like they were originally designed and meet all of the government standards and stuff like that. So do a whole lot of studying and researching, and if you can find a truck that's been modified, to see how they did it. I've done some looking, and I know that one company I mentioned, they don't sell parts. Primarily, I think it's probably insurance liability. But I could take the vehicle over there, and they would furnish me, I'm sure, at a really good price, some things that let me put a passenger seat back in the front of this thing. That's where the wheelchair fits right now, and that's really not what I want. But anyway, do a lot of studying and learning. It's not quite as simple as you might think, and that's just based on what I've seen done to this car. Turn it back to you, KC4EZN.
4EZN, KJ4WZN. Unfortunately for me, the way that they want theirs done is going to be a little bit simpler than yours. The way her car is set up right now, she doesn't drive in the wheelchair. She still uses the driver's seat, but the driver's seat is on a track that's about, has 18 more inches of travel than normal, and it allows it to turn side to side as well, so she can pull a lever and turn the seat sideways one way or the other. So what she does is she rolls in a wheelchair up to the vehicle, opens the door, pulls the lever, turns the seat sideways, slides out of her wheelchair, sits in the seat, and slides the seat backwards and pulls the wheelchair into the vehicle with her and sets it in the back of the vehicle and slides the seat forwards again and is in the driving position. So it doesn't have any crazy suspension work done or any of that. So theirs should be a little bit easier. I may even be able to remove the one seat system and put it in the other vehicle. I'm not completely certain yet, but I'm supposed to catch up with them and take a look and let them know if it's something that I can do or can't do or whatever. But theirs is a little bit easier because she has everything except use of her legs, and she has a lot of upper body strength. So it's a little bit easier for her because she is highly independent, goes to work, and works a full-time job and all that kind of stuff. So hers will be a little bit easier than that van, thankfully. But she does have steering wheel controls. And that would be the one thing of my concern that I need to research more of, because that's where her gas and brake is set up. And I don't know how that's done, so I need to look into that, because that's not something that you can afford to do wrong.
Again, study what she's got. It sounds like, and again, I've done a lot of looking at stuff that's available. That seat is something that is available. If you buy it brand new, you're looking at something, I think, in the $8,000 to $12,000 range. Or if you bought a new one and had it installed. But that would be a whole lot easier. If it attaches to in the same places that the original driver's seat attached, that would be absolutely the way to go. Now, as far as the steering wheel controls go, I don't know anything about that. I say study what they've got. Be real, real careful, because there's things like your airbags and all of that stuff are all tied together, and I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff that goes through the computer as far as safety and warnings and all that stuff. So, like I say, just study real hard, and see how that's done before you commit yourself, because that's about, if you're buying a used vehicle that had been modified by one of those companies that does that, I think you're looking at somewhere between $80,000 and $90,000, or if you, just out and out bought it. So just be, I guess my advice, Daniel, is be careful.
For sure, and that's what they were looking at, was that $80,000 to $90,000 type stuff. and they're like, well, we can go ahead and buy a brand new truck, but then when we go to have the thing sent off to be modified, it's like buying a second brand new truck, and it's just the same one again. So there may be some reasons why it's as expensive as it is, and I need to figure out why first. So I do have some research to do. I would like to look into some of that stuff in depth. So it will be some interesting studies for me. There's got to be a reason why they charge so much, and there's also part of it might be because they have such a monopoly of the market. How many places are you going to go to that's going to modify a vehicle for that purpose? So it might be two, because of laws of supply and demand, they might do $10,000 or $12,000 of work, but because who else are you going to take it to? They charge $80,000 or $90,000 because of that. And if it's something like that, I could probably do it just as well at way less. But if the materials itself and the technology costs that much, and they're actually fair at their pricing, then I'll be in over my head before I know it. So I'm looking forward to looking at her car to figure out what they did and how they did it. Before I commit one way, he just called me the other day to discuss it. He's like, I know you can modify everything. Can you make this? And so I was like, I'm sure I can, but I need to look at it. So still got to catch up with him on that, but we'll see. It'll definitely be a learning process for certain. I'll learn something. I don't know what I'll learn, but I'll learn something. KC4EZM, KJ4WZM.
WZM, KC4EZM. Well, I have learned a lot of stuff that I didn't really care to want to know, but to put this vehicle on the road up here, I say there's some things that I've got to fix, and I say my son-in-law disabled a lot of the automatic stuff because what he wanted to do for the car, since it's not going to be used every day. Now, he's got another car out there that he bought for my daughter to drive around. It's in that same vintage car, and he did enough studying that he found some variable rate spring and shock assemblies that he could replace the I don't know what they call it, but the mechanism in the back that makes the car squat down closer to the ground, so when you roll up that ramp, you're not pushing so high uphill. And then when you drive the car, you notice most of those cars, the back end sits kind of high. He took all of that stuff out because he really didn't need it. But they bought a car that had, again, the people that had the car, the person that was using it didn't need it anymore, and they need to get rid of the car. And I think he still paid about $25,000 for the car, but then again, it's a whole lot cleaner and nicer than the one I've got here. But and again, he disables some of the stuff because they just don't use it. But like I say, just do your studying, your homework, and just be real, real careful, because there's a lot of federal safety standards and stuff like that that an insurance company may have some say-so in that stuff too. That may or may not kick in there, but just do your homework. Just be real, real careful. With that, Daniel, I'm going to turn it back to you and get off of here. I have enjoyed talking to you, and I read the text, and that sounded really, really good. Nice to hear you back on air. And by the way, that handheld radio, you're almost sitting right here beside me. I think if you were sitting beside me, you wouldn't sound quite as loud as you do over the radio. So when you got that radio in the right place, it's sounding really strong.
With that, we'll turn it back to you, Daniel. KJ4WZM, KC4EZN.
Sounds good, and yes, I will, I'll follow your advice there and look into all that stuff. I'm sure NHTSA does have some guidelines on that kind of stuff. That is the National Highway Transportation and Safety Administration. That is one of the organizations that the insurance companies use. The other one is more just for crash studies themselves, and that's Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. That is more interested in how the vehicle is designed for collision purposes. That more has to do with the shell of the vehicle rather than the internal components. So that's a little bit different. Anyways, thanks for jumping in there and sharing all that. And the baby keeps trying to grab my radio because she thinks she can talk on it. So she's getting kind of cranky. So I'll probably get ready to start off here myself. But I did want to mention one of the reasons you hear me so clearly on here is because it's set up on cross-band repeat right now off of Johnny's radio. So I'm not really making it into the repeater on 010. I'm making it on 446, and then that's turning into 010. If that makes any sense. I'm going from 70 centimeters to 2 meters. So I'm talking on 70 centimeters right now on my HT. But anyways, with that, I guess I will catch you later on down the road. Good talking to you. And 73 to you. KC4EZM, KJ4WZM.
And, yeah, that crossband repeat is a really handy feature. I don't do that yet, but the more I see it done, the more it is enticing me. That will work real good out in the field if you've got a good radio in your vehicle with a good, that way you don't have to carry that heavy battery and stuff around with you to have some power. Have a good week, Daniel. It's KC4EZN.
Harry, I'm waiting for HT to come out. Anytone's making a 890 that has crossband repeat functionality. So I could go set a HT somewhere else and transmit to it, not have to hold it. I can just set it wherever it's getting its best signal and then use the other HT to talk off of it. But that would be super handy because of how portable that is. Go find an excellent signal and drop your radio on it. But anyways, good talking to you, Harry. And we'll catch you later on down the log. KC4EZM, KJ4WZM. Healer stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. This is Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI. Jack, over in Rocky Hill, but do me an out. You'll have a great one. Ted Free right aboard.
Recognize KJ4BKI. That is Jack in Rock Hill. Jack, you got a pretty decent signal in here from that far away. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. Hope to hear you back on here later on, too. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. WZN now securing the Blue Ridge Commuter Net. So thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.